Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh God, for we believe you're raising up some planet shakers. You're raising up some demon slayers. You're raising up some Satan defeaters. And God, we stand right now and we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one. God, I will be the one. He just want to know if he can have a willing vessel. He just want to know if he have a willing vessel that will stand up and declare to this nation, that will stand up and declare to this world that God is real. God is real. I will be the one. I will be the one. Yeah, Jesus.
Releases over your life. The enemy will try to come against it. He knows that you are born with a purpose. So the enemy will tell you that you're worthless. He knows you're the children of the covenant. So he tries to show you the opposite. And he's really bitten after your anointing. But you gotta proclaim the devil can't hold me, cause I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise. Chosen generation.
When God speaks wealth, the devil speaks death. When God speaks heal, the devil speaks sickness. When God speaks peace, the devil speaks trouble. But you better stand and declare today that I'm on the rise. 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 When God speaks life, the devil speaks death. When God speaks wealth, the devil speaks death. When God speaks healed, the devil speaks sickness. When God speaks peace, the devil speaks trouble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your home host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you on tonight. The songs that I played for tonight to get us started were Young People's Cry and I'm on the Rise, and both songs are by Jacqueline Carr. With that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you, whether you're on the phone lines, online, on the podcast, listen through Twitter, listen through Facebook, however you're listening. I thank you on tonight. I thank you 3 months from now, 6 months from now, whenever you're listening tomorrow. I thank you. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it. Let's get started for tonight.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord God, for the strength to bring forth this message, God, the way that you gave it to me, God, so that some mother, some father can get the tools that he needs, Lord God, that she needs, Lord God, to disarm the enemy out of the house, out of the child, to disarm what's been going on in their lives lately, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual warfare tools that you're going to teach us on tonight, Lord God, that the enemy will not get the upper hand against our children. Against us, Lord God, anymore, Lord God. We came here tonight, Lord God, gathered here, Lord God, to learn from this teaching, God, so that we can protect our children. And we thank you for this word on tonight, Lord God, for what you're going to do in advance, Lord God. I thank you for using me, God, that your name may get the glory, God. Do whatever you want to do, and we give you all the glory. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text is broke down in two parts because that's the way God gave it to me. The foundational text starts out in Matthew 17 with verses 14 through 18 from the NIV. Then it continues in part two, still in Matthew 17, but it's verses 19 and 20 from the NIV, as well as verse 21. From Matthew 17, from the King James Version. Up first is Matthew 17, verses 14 through 18, from the NIV. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures. The CEV says he has a bad case of epilepsy and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving, perverse generation, Jesus replied. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Somebody, your child is just waiting on you to call out the right name for that situation, and they will be healed at that moment. Almost immediately, what stands out in tonight's foundational text for me is how the father of the child is saying one thing, but Jesus is saying something totally different. For those of you that knows anything about epilepsy, every seizure doesn't necessarily have to be epilepsy. So technically, the father was saying two different things. The father of the child was saying one thing, but Jesus is saying something totally different. And I just want to ask the question up front. I just want to throw it out there up front. Beloved, how do you expect your child to get healed? How do you expect what's going on in your house to heal? How do you expect your child to get healed? How do you expect what's going on in your house to heal? If you are not on one accord with God, how do you expect things to heal, to change, in your child to change, to heal in your house, if you're not on one accord with God? Instead, he's saying one thing, but you're saying another. Like in tonight's foundational text, at first the father says his son has seizures. Then again in another translation of the Bible, the father says it's epilepsy. My son has a bad case of epilepsy. But Jesus, somebody say, but Jesus. Jesus didn't call it a seizure or by the name epilepsy. Jesus was consistent in every translation of the Bible. Believe me, I checked. Jesus was consistent in every translation of the Bible. He didn't switch up, but called it the same thing throughout. He called it a demon, and he rebuked it. And the Bible says the demon then came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. The demon then came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Somebody, the diagnosis has been wrong all along. That's why your child isn't getting any better. Somebody, the diagnosis has been wrong. Hear me, the diagnosis has been wrong all along. That's why your child isn't getting any better. If you were tuned in last week, then you already know how strongly I feel about getting professional help, how strongly I feel about getting medical care when needed. That's the key part, when needed, but know when it's needed. Last Monday, the child in the text of 2 Kings 4 could have benefited from some immediate medical care and not just a seat on his mother's lap. Even though she meant well, of course she meant well, as most mothers do, but her TLC, her tender loving care, was just not enough in that moment to save her son. And if you were with me last Monday, you know I told you mothers, do not feel guilty when you don't have what your child needs. Do not feel guilty when you have to reach out to somebody else in order to get your child what they need. Sometimes your TLC is not enough, but that does not disqualify you that medical care people are not there to take your place. Remember that from last week. I just wanted to point that out again. However, in tonight's foundational text, Jesus makes it clear that what looked like seizures or a bout with epilepsy was really demonic in nature. Jesus makes it clear that what looked like seizures or a bout with epilepsy was really demonic in nature. Disclaimer, this is my disclaimer. Now, I'm not saying that all sickness is demonic. I'm not saying that all sickness is demonic or tied to something demonic. or that every time a person has a seizure or gets diagnosed with epilepsy, it's demonic, because that's not always the case. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that all sickness is demonic, or that every time somebody has a seizure or gets diagnosed with epilepsy, it's demonic, because that's not always the case. But in this case, that's what I'm talking about, this case. But in this case, in tonight's foundational text, Jesus had to clue the father in on what was really going on with his child. That's what I love about Jesus. He does not leave us clueless. He saw the father didn't know what was going on, so he just went on to tell it. Jesus had to clue the father in on what was really going on with his child, despite what the doctors had said. Somebody, despite what the doctors had said. It boils down to this: in these last and evil days, whose report will you believe? Isaiah 53:1. As for me and my house, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Because the devil is out here trying to steal, kill, and destroy. It shouldn't come as a surprise that the devil is out here trying to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And a lot of times he's hiding the rock in his hand and using whatever opportunity he can, whatever opportunity is already available, like a misdiagnosis, to his advantage. He's hiding the rock in his hand and using whatever opportunity is available, whatever he can, like a misdiagnosis, to his advantage. Many of you know what I'm talking about, because lately it seems like a lot has been thrown at your child, thrown at your children, thrown at your house in general. Many of you know what I'm talking about, because lately it seems like a lot has been thrown at your child, thrown at your children, thrown at your house in general. And the devil is having a field day with everything that's been going on. Currently at your expense, currently at the expense of your children. Because the devil, he knows you don't know how to protect your children from anything that is not physical. Because believe me, if it was physical, many of you would put your hands on that situation and you would take that thing out, because many of you grew up fighting. You know how to put your hands in something and get the job done. You came from the streets and you know how to fight, because you grew up fighting to survive. So if it was physical, believe me, I know my audience, I can feel you. A lot of you, if it was physical, you could take care of it. You would take that devil out like it was nothing. But because he knows, the devil knows you don't know how to protect your children from anything that is not physical, he thinks he has the upper hand. But he doesn't. You can rest easy about that. He doesn't. And so, somebody tonight, you desperately want to know, how do I protect my child? You desperately want to know, how do I protect my child? How do you protect your children when the fight is not what you're used to, when the fight is not even physical? Protecting our children, part two, tonight's message. And if you missed last week, part one, go back and listen to part one. But this is part two, protecting our children, part two, tonight's message. The first rule in spiritual warfare, because this is spiritual warfare, it's no longer physical, this is spiritual warfare. The first rule in spiritual warfare in the fight to protect our children is, number one, know what the Bible says about spiritual warfare. Number one, know what the Bible says about spiritual warfare, because the Bible clearly lets us know now that we are saved, our fighting method must change, because there will be some fights that will not be won in the flesh. There will be some fights that will pull on you beyond your flesh, and that's okay. If there's a fight going on right now in your life that's pulling you beyond your flesh, that's good, because the Lord is teaching you how to fight on another level, how to fight from the spiritual realm, because as I said, every fight will not be won in the flesh. The Bible puts it like this: But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4 from the New King James. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4 from the New King James. We must learn how to use our weapons and stop being so passive. We must learn how to use our weapons and stop being so passive. I don't know who told Christians that we have to be passive. I'm not passive, but I don't know who told us as a whole in general that we have to be passive. We must learn how to use our weapons and stop being so passive when our children are coming under attack because of our lack of authority in the spirit realm. Our children are coming under attack because of the lack of authority that we have in the spirit realm. Therefore, we need to stop being so passive. We must not just know the Bible. We must not just know the Bible, because some of you know the 23rd Psalm like it's the back of your hand. That's how you were raised, to recite scripture, and that's good. Don't get me wrong, that's good, but we must not just know the Bible, know how to quote Psalm 23. We must go beyond that, because God wants to take us beyond just reciting scripture and on to knowing the scripture and knowing how to apply it to our real life issues. God wants to take us beyond just reciting scripture and on to knowing the scripture and knowing how to apply it to our real life issues. The Bible in Proverbs puts it like this: apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Proverbs 23 and 12 from the New King James. God wants to teach us how to do that. God wants us as parents to get to the point that we can look in the Bible and then look in our house, look at our children, and then look at the Bible and be able to judge from the realm of the spirit what's going on in our house, what's really going on in our house, what's going on in our children. Had the Father in tonight's foundational text had access to a Bible back then, even though Jesus was still physically on the earth and accessible, still, if he could have just somehow read, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter pass through fire." If the Father in tonight's text could have just read that, been knowledgeable of that, perhaps he would have figured out that the devil was trying to trick him and his son into witchcraft, into sorcery type behavior. You got to be careful. You got to know the Bible, because if you're not careful and you don't know the Bible, the devil will try to trick you and your child into operating in witchcraft, into operating in sorcery type of behavior. That scripture is found in Deuteronomy 18:10-13. Still, if he could have just somehow read or seen how the worshipers of Baal cut themselves, Baal being a false god, maybe the Father would have had a light bulb moment and been like, aha. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes you had that light bulb moment in your head when you just realized something. Maybe if the Father could have read or seen how the worshipers of Baal cut themselves, Baal being a false god, maybe the Father would have had a light bulb moment and been like, aha, and realized that self-harming in whatever form it takes, self-harming in whatever form it takes, is demonic in nature. Meaning what his son was going through was demonic in nature. Every time he got thrown in the fire, that was demonic. There was the devil trying to force this father and this son into witchcraft, into sorcery type of behavior. This scripture is found in 1 Kings 18:28 from the New King James. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until blood gushed out of them. They cut themselves for Baal. They were worshippers of Baal, a false god. They self-harmed even back then. Please know that if your child is trying to physically harm themselves, self-harm in any way, there's more than just an alleged illness behind it. Know that if they're trying to self-harm themselves in any way, there's more than just an alleged illness behind it. And again, in order to protect our children in these last and evil days, we must, number one, know what the Bible says about spiritual warfare. Number two, be able to not just recite scriptures, but be able, know how to apply it to our real life issues. Number three, be able to look at the Bible and then look at our child. Look at our children. Be able to look at the Bible and then look at the things going on in our house and be able to judge what's really going on here from the realm of the spirit. That's the level that God wants to get us on tonight. Number four, be on one accord with God. Never, never, never go against what he's saying or what somebody else has said, healthcare professional or not. Be on one accord with God. Never go against what he's saying or what somebody else has said, healthcare professional or not. You see, there's a reason why the disciples in tonight's foundational text couldn't heal the boy, and it's the same reason you're not seeing the results you want. There's a reason why the disciples in tonight's foundational test couldn't heal the boy, and it's the same reason you're not seeing the results you want. Let's address the second half of tonight's foundational text for clarity. This is Matthew 17, verses 19 and 20 from the NIV, as well as Matthew 17, verse 21 from the King James Version. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. Side note, remember the father in Matthew 9:24, New King James, that cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Do you remember that scripture? I feel that should be our prayer for tonight. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Say it with me. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So the reason you can't get the situation under control at your house concerning your child is because, as I said before, number one, lack of authority in the spirit realm. There's a lack of authority on your part in the spirit realm, and our children are coming under attack because of it. And your children are coming under attack because of it. Number two, just like the disciples in tonight's foundational text, your faith is little. Another translation calls their faith little. Your faith is little. Because faith has to do with hearing. Because faith has to do with hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Romans 10 and 17, New King James. Number three, you can't hear in the spirit realm either, or else you would have heard a still small voice within you. 1 Kings 19 say, just like Jesus told the boy's father, it's not seizures or epilepsy, this or that, whatever you think or whatever the doctors have said. If you could hear in the spirit realm, you would have heard Jesus tell you. He would have made the correction. It's not what you think. It's not what they said. is a demon. It's demonic in nature. Somebody, your child doesn't need medicine. They need deliverance. Somebody, your child doesn't need medicine. They need deliverance. Number four, how to increase your faith and your capacity to hear God. How to increase your faith and your capacity to hear God. Spend time in his word to get familiar with him. That's the answer. Spend time in his word to get familiar with him and the way he thinks, the way he operates. You know, the same way that you would spend time with somebody that you're interested in so that you can get to know that person, you get to see how that person thinks and how they operate because you're interested, you really want to know. Spend time in his word like that. Spend time with God like that. Quality time with him will prepare you for hearing him. Quality time with him will prepare you for hearing him. You can't recognize the voice of a person you never spent time with. It's just common sense. You can't recognize the voice of a person you never spent time with. The voice of the Lord is no different. Number five, pray and fast, because that's the only way some things come out. It's right there in the text. Pray and fast. That's the only way, because that's the only way some things come out, along with the word of God, because these are the three major weapons we have to use in spiritual warfare and the pulling down of strongholds. The three major weapons that we have to use against the devil in spiritual warfare is, number one, his word, number two, prayer, and number three, fasting. So don't say we don't have weapons. We have powerful weapons to pull down these strongholds in the name of Jesus. Side note, if you're going to fast, make it a light fast. If you're going to fast, make it a light fast. Don't try to fast to the extreme. Don't try to fast to the extreme thinking you will get better, quicker results, because you won't. Don't try to fast to the extreme. Make it a light fast. Don't try to fast to the extreme thinking you will get quicker, better results, especially if this is your first time fasting. Especially if this is your first time fasting. Also, consult your doctor. Hear me. Consult your doctor before you fast if you have medical issues. Our children innocently expect us to protect them. They innocently expect us to protect them, to know how to protect them against all things. So it's time we knew how to fight for them, to wage war against the devil and all his hidden tricks disguised as health issues, medical health issues, etc. for them. Number six, know what the Bible says. Number seven, look at your child, look at the situation, and judge from the spirit realm, judge from the realm of the spirit based on what you know from God's word. But in order to do that, you got to first know the word, then look at your child, look at the situation, look at what's going on in your house, and don't just look at it from a physical standpoint like you've been doing, but grab your Bible, grab that word, grab his word, and let's see what God says about what's going on. What's really going on? Eight, stop just reciting scripture. Reciting scripture is good, but remember I told you on tonight that God wants to take us beyond that. He wants to scratch us on Prolific Fire. Everybody connected to Prolific Fire, he wants to scratch us on tonight. To God be the glory. Stop reciting scripture. Learn how to apply it to the real life issues going on with your children in order to keep them safe, to keep them protected. The devil's at war, which means that we should be too, five children. Nine, I'm going to say this again, spend time with God to increase your faith and your hearing, because I said that faith and hearing are connected. Remember Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So faith and hearing are connected. Number 10, be on one accord with God. He can't be saying one thing and you another. He can't be saying one thing. He's God, so he already knows what's going on. That's automatic. He can't be saying one thing and you another. If you feel that's what's going on, If you feel that's what's going on, simply put, he's right and you're wrong. Yeah, I said that he's right and you're wrong. Back your spirit down. Back that spirit you got going on, back it down and listen, because he's right and you're wrong. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen on tonight now. But if you can't say amen, say ouch. Say ouch, prophet. Say ouch, ouch, ouch. And I want you to know, I only come on here and say what God tells me to say. So the ouch is really not about me. It's about you and him. So take it up with him. It's going to be all right, though, beloved. Every member I pray for tonight, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. That's Mark 9 and 24 from the New King James. This concludes part two. Part three of Protecting Our Children is coming up next week. The text will be totally different, and I don't know what God is going to say as of yet. I know what the scriptures are, but I don't know what he wants to say. So tune and we'll find out together. How about that? If you need a Bible-based consultation, as I always say, you can call 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690 or email prophetstacy@prolificfire.com. Let me give you that email again because it's new. You can email prophetstacy@prolificfire.com. Also, if you want to sponsor a child through Word Vision, something that I'm passionate about, be sure to call that number as well. I have three beautiful children that need sponsors. Personally, I sponsor seven children, and they are the joy of my heart. So I think that this is an opportunity that will provide you much joy. Not only will you be helping them for a small amount, very, very small amount, you'll be helping them, but they will also be helping you enrich your life. Trust me, I learned a lot over the 20-plus years that I've been doing this. So call 865-408-8690, either for prayer or Bible-based consultation, or maybe both, or to sponsor a child, you can call the same number. Both are part of this ministry, so just call and tell me what you want. However, if you're on the phone lines right now, though, via Blog Talk Radio, and you have a specific prayer need other than what we just prayed about, other than what we just got good teaching about, thanks to God, glory be to God. If it's other than that, something other than that, please press 1 on your phone because you should have received everything that the Lord said through me tonight through faith. You should have received that already for your child, that your house is going to straighten up, that your child is going to straighten up in the name of Jesus. So that's not an issue anymore. Claim it, receive it in the name of Jesus. But if you have another prayer request, press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head and press 1 on your phone, and I will be with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info because you want to sow a seed on behalf of your children, on behalf of your house straightening up, if you want to put a seed on it, you do what you need to do. If that's what you want to do, you can access the PayPal information by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. And know if you listen to this message some other time, if it's 3 months from now, if you still want to sow a seed, if you still want to just do that, if that's in your spirit, it's not too late. You can do so by accessing the PayPal at paypal.me/prolificfire or using the Cash App that is at Prolific Fire. It's a dollar symbol and Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital, and the F in Fire is capital, Prolific Fire. Also, check out prolificfire.com. If you don't want to talk to me or if you don't want to be on the air with your prayer request tonight for whatever reason, you can do it through the website. Everything that I just mentioned can be done through the website if you desire. But still, I say, if you're on the phone line tonight and you need your prayer request prayed over tonight, you're not here in vain. God meant for you to be here tonight, so match one on your phone. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, or the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. People do all the time. Again, the Twitter is at Prolific Fire. The Instagram is at Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Join us Friday night on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Page. It's another opportunity for prayer, because you can never have too many opportunities for prayer. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, you don't go through the website, or you don't reach out to me in private, this is your next opportunity coming up on Friday. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. It's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the same number that you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then too, so call in. Then join me right back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place. As I said, part three is coming up next week. To God be the glory.
Have a blessed night, everybody. I'm out.